Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. Before I forget, which I often do, today is the third Sunday of the month, which means we're going to be taking up our basket offering. This month, our basket offering is going to Crisis Ministry. So that will be directly after our regular offering. You might see a couple of new faces this morning. First of all, our guest musician, Janie Rollins, is joining us. She's a member of St. John's Salisbury, and we are delighted that she is filling in for Judy, who is on vacation. And we pray that she has a restful and rejuvenating time away with her family. Also, we are grateful that Judy Thomas is joining us to help interpret, because we want to be able to send our campers off well. We're going to bless them at the end of the service, but we have prayer scarves that we're sending with them. Calvin isn't here yet. He texted me. He's on his way. So we'll have him pass his around. But the yellow one is for Conrad, right? This is smaller than a prayer shawl so that he can put it in his backpack or on his bed. This little blue one I'm going to take with me. So we'll pass these around and you can lay hands on them and pray for our campers. We're about to embark on a really wonderful week. We've got some exciting things coming up in the life of our church. In two Sundays, it's going to be Camp Sunday. We have switched our VBS date to the first weekend in August. And so in 2 weeks, we're going to have our Camp Sunday, which means we're going to sing the fun Sunday school songs and VBS songs. We're going to hear from our campers and what their experience at camp was like and what it meant to them. It's one of my favorite Sundays of the whole year, so I hope that you'll join us for that and that you will join us for the 4th of July picnic afterwards that the Fellowship Committee is hosting. You've probably seen the flyer in the holly leaf, but all we need you to bring is a dessert and a lawn chair to sit in. Like I said, I will be at camp all this week. We're going to leave right after worship today. We'll be back Friday afternoon. But I have my phone with me, so if you need anything, please reach out, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. We have a few birthdays this week. Paul Conrad, it's today, he's turning 95 today. William Curry, Ross Summer, Mandy Fritz, Carol Varner, Frank Hamilton, and Eddie Heitman. Speaking of Eddie has finished his chemo treatments and only has 5 radiations left. So if all goes well, this time next weekend, you'll be all done. Amazing, amazing. Celebrating their anniversaries this week, Sherry and Ted Proctor, and Jim and Jan Watkins. And remembering his baptism today, Conrad Summer. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Baptized into Christ, let us confess our sin. Merciful God, you free us to love others, but we neglect our neighbors and follow our own way. You lead us by the Spirit of joy and peace, but we turn away from the abundant life you offer. You surround us with patience, kindness, and generosity, but we grow weary in doing what is right. In your mercy, forgive us. Do not give up on us. Heal us, break our bonds, and show us the path of life. Amen. You belong to Christ Jesus, and you are God's children through faith. In the cross of Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. Clothed with Christ, you are a new creation. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of heaven and earth, before the foundation of the universe and the beginning of time, you are the triune God, author of creation, eternal word of salvation, life-giving spirit of wisdom. Guide us all to all truth by your spirit, that we may proclaim all that Christ has revealed and rejoice in the glory he shares with us. Glory and praise to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Is that everybody? Okay, well, this morning, I want to teach you a new song. This song is called God is S'more, and it's written by a friend of mine. Now, what is a s'more? It's a little treat with graham cracker and marshmallow and chocolate, right? And you roast your marshmallow and it makes the chocolate warm and gooey. Well, s'more is a treat, but we can also say it like God loves you s'more than you will ever know. God loves you more than you will ever know. So it's kind of a funny way we're using the word. But this song that I'm going to teach you is about God being s'more. And even though I made it really big, it's still a little small for me to read. Whoops. So when we do the first verse, we're going to make a motion like we're eating a s'more. And we're going to say crunch, crunch. So we're going to hold up a s'more to our mouth. Crunch, crunch. Can you guys try that? Crunch, 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 crunch. And then the second verse, when we talk about Jesus, we're going to say yum, yum. And we're going to make a circle over our belly like yum, yum. And then the last one, we're going to say ooey gooey. And so we're going to put our hands together like they're gooey with a marshmallow. So you guys are going to help me say or do the motions. And the congregation is going to help me say the words. This is to the tune of If You're Happy and You Know It. And this is too small, so I got to get it a little bit closer for now so I can read the words. Okay, there we go. All right. God creator, our foundation, God is s'more. Crunch, crunch. God creator, our foundation, God is s'more. Crunch, crunch. God creator, our foundation, holding up all creation. God creator, our foundation, God is s'more. Crunch, crunch. Love of Jesus is the sweetest, God is s'more. Yum, yum. Love of Jesus is the sweetest, God is more. Yum, yum. Love of Jesus is the sweetest, and his grace will always meet us. Love of Jesus is the sweetest, God is s'more. Yum, yum. Holy Spirit always with us, God is s'more. Ooey gooey. Holy Spirit always with us, God is s'more. Ooey gooey. Holy Spirit always with us. Yes, it's messy but delicious. Holy Spirit always with us, God is s'more. Ooey gooey. This last verse is going to talk about God creator, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to do each of the motions for them just like we did. So crunch crunch for God creator, yum yum for Jesus, ooey gooey for Holy Spirit. You ready? God creator goes behind us and before. Crunch, crunch. Love of Jesus is the sweetest treat for sure. Yum, yum. Holy Spirit is the glue that's connecting me to you. Oh, it isn't it delicious? God is s'more. Crunch, crunch. Yum, yum. Ooey gooey. That's kind of a silly song, right? But it does tell us some really important things about God. And so although today is the first time we're singing it, we're going to sing this again on Camp Sunday, and we're going to sing it at our VBS, which is called Tell Us Some More About Jesus. And probably we'll have s'mores there too. Does that sound pretty good? All right. Will you pray with me? You were singing too? Good job, B. Oh, you weren't singing. Were you doing the motions? You were? Nice. All right, let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for our church.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you, God,
that you love us,
care for us,
and that you're always with us.
We love you, God.
Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go to Children's Church, and in just a little bit, you're going to play the Holly Bells for us. So that's at the offertory, and I can't wait. But for now, you go to Children's Church and have some fun.
It's from the fifth chapter of Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God, and not only that, but also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. But God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. I still have many things to say to you, Jesus said, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Well, today is one of my favorite Sundays of the whole year, Holy Trinity Sunday. I don't know if you remember, but I love Trinitarian theology. It was one of my focuses for my first seminary degree, and I could talk about the Trinity all day, but I won't, because we do have to get to camp by 3:30 to check in, so the boys don't all get the top bunk in each room. But I had a sermon prepared for Trinity Sunday to go along with the song we just sang in the children's sermon. My good buddy, Pastor Matt, wrote this song for camp, and there are three verses that were not included in this, and so I was going to talk about them in my sermon. When our heads are full of questions, God is more. When our hearts are full of worry, God is more. When we think we know it all, and we stumble and we fall, we're forgiven and beloved, God is more. God is more than we could ever understand. God is more than one people or one land. God is more than enough to make our starving spirits stuffed
With God's ooey-gooey goodness, God is more. Three in one in three, God is more. Three in one in three, God is more. Three in one in three, God is more eternally. Three in one in three, God is more.
And so I thought it would be fun to look at those verses and think more about the Trinity. But then yesterday and last night, the Spirit does, as the Spirit usually does, the Spirit convicted me, and I began to wrestle, and I knew I had to rewrite my sermon. Yesterday on social media, I saw a post that said this: what if Pilate washing his hands is what we still do today? Pilate didn't shout, "Crucify him." He didn't drive the nails. He didn't spit or mock or cast lots. He just stepped aside, shrugged, let the crowd decide. And then with clean hands, he called himself innocent. What if we still do that? What if our silence in the face of injustice is just another bowl of water? A ritual that soothes the ego while others bleed. What if the danger isn't only in those who shout with power, but in those who whisper, "It's not my place, it's complicated," or "Who am I to speak?" The illusion of innocence is seductive, but silence is a verdict too. I felt incredibly convicted about my silence with the way things are in our country and the world today. And that quote reminded me of something that is in my letter of call. You may not know this, but when a pastor is called to a church, they get a letter of call. This says, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Reverend Anna E. Carter, with prayers for guidance of the Holy Spirit to do God's will, Holly Grove Lutheran Church, Lexington, a synod of the North Carolina Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, meeting on December 20th, 2020, extends to you this call to serve as pastor." And this is what you've called me to do with you and among you. "We call you to exercise among us the ministry of word and sacrament, which God has established and which the Holy Spirit empowers. To teach and preach the word of God in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions, to administer holy baptism and holy communion, to lead us in worship, to proclaim the forgiveness of sins, to provide pastoral care, to speak for justice in behalf of the poor and the oppressed." And then a little bit later, "to equip us for witness and service and guide us in proclaiming God's love through word and deed." I became very, very convicted yesterday and want to confess to you that in fear, I have not been speaking out for justice on behalf of the poor and the oppressed. And even more than the promises I made in my ordination and in this call letter, it made me think about the promises that we all made when we were confirmed and when we affirm our baptism every single year, the promises that our confirmands are about to learn about at camp. To live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the news of Jesus Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. There are ways I've been doing this in my personal life, but brothers and sisters, I haven't been doing this as your pastor and as a pastor to the world. I've been afraid of speaking out about the things that I see on the news, the things that I read about, the videos I see all over social media. And it was quite apropos that at the Synod Assembly, Bishop Smith reminded all those present of a quote of Luther's in the Heidelberg Disputation. A theology of glory calls evil good and good evil. A theology of the cross calls the thing what it actually is. And so I've confessed my sin to you, and as part of my repentance, I'm going to call some things what they are. Right now in our country, there is deep, deep division. And I think no matter who you voted for or what party you support, we all feel and sense that division and the angst that it causes all of us. Let's call another thing what it is. Hatred and cruelty, dishonesty, and abuse of power are being called good in our country. And we're going to call that thing what it is. Hatred and cruelty, dishonesty, and abuse of power are not good. They're evil. They're evil because every single human being, whoever was and who is all over the earth and whoever will be, every single human is created in the image of God and bears the image of God. And every single human throughout all existence is our neighbor. There isn't one human being who isn't our neighbor. And what does Jesus call us to do? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And love others as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. There are a lot of our neighbors, a lot of humans, a lot of fellow image bearers, who we are not loving as ourselves. Now, we might not be the ones who are physically harming them. We might not be the ones who are abducting them from their families. We might not be the ones who are zip-tying the hands of children. We might not be the ones who are removing immigrant children from foster care. But we are not innocent because we know it's happening. And we're not doing anything about it. And our tax dollars are going to support it. We are not innocent in this. And I have not spoken for justice on behalf of the poor and the oppressed. But I'm going to. Because I want to be a faithful pastor, and I want to be a faithful follower of Jesus. And to be a faithful follower of Jesus means that we have to say no. No to, let me see here, I accidentally printed this double-sided. Being a follower of Jesus, saying yes to God, requires you to say no to all injustice, to all evil, to all lies, to all oppression, to all violation of the weak and the poor. this doesn't say only a specific group of people, only people who have a specific skin color or speak a specific language, or if they speak Spanish, this doesn't include them. God does not see borders. God does not see skin colors. God created the multiple languages. We learned about that last week. And for us to be complicit in our neighbors, in our fellow human beings being dehumanized, we are not innocent. Because following the way of Jesus means a no to all injustice, to all evil, to all lies, to all oppression and violation of the weak and the poor. Now, I don't always know what to do, and so I want to read to us some words of Scripture that can help guide us in our thinking, that just as Jesus said in the gospel lesson, we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us into truth. Micah 6:8. God has told you, O mortal, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. From 1 John 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. Those who say, I love God, and hate a brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. That's not just our brothers and sisters in our immediate church family. That's every single human being. From Philippians 2, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. The way of Jesus is a great reversal of the way of the world. We see this beginning at the beginning of Christ's life, as the King of the world is placed in a manger, not in a palace, not in a gold-leafed cradle. We see this as Jesus welcomes those who others don't throughout his ministry. We see this reversal as Jesus eats over and over and over again with sinners and tax collectors, with the people that others don't want to be associated with. We see this when Jesus crosses social and economic and geographic boundaries, offering love to those who are different than he is. We see over and over and over in the life of Christ that God's love is for those on the margins, for the vulnerable, for the orphans, for the widows, for the aliens among us. The way of Jesus is a great reversal. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The greatest among you will be a servant. Think back to the night in which Jesus was betrayed. In the middle of that meal with his disciples, he got up. He assumed the position and the garb of a servant, and he did something that was absolutely unbelievable, incredibly offensive, incredibly radical. He became a servant and washed the feet of his disciples. And more than that, he told them, "I give you a new commandment, that you love others as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This isn't just love for the people who are near to us. It's not love for the people that we love and like. The love that God calls us to in Jesus Christ is a love for all humanity, for every single human being, for everyone who bears the image of God. My friend wrote this on his Twitter page. "The crisis within the U.S. church has nothing to do with being liberal or conservative. It has to do with giving up the faith and discipline of our baptism and settling for a common generic U.S. identity. That's part patriotism, part consumerism, part violence, and part affluence." What he means by this is that although our primary identity is as children of God and followers of Jesus, we have taken that identity and made it secondary to the way of the world and the way of our country. And as followers of Jesus, we cannot do that. It is not faithful. I don't always know what to do, but my heart is absolutely broken by all of the things that I see humans doing to one another. And I don't want to stay silent anymore. I want to love others as I love myself. I want to think more of others than I do myself. I want my selfishness to be set aside so that I can love others just as Jesus has loved me. That's the kind of love that God calls us to. And so let me close with this Franciscan blessing. May God bless you with a restless discomfort about easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may seek truth boldly and love deep in your heart. May God bless you with a holy anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may tirelessly work for justice, freedom, and peace among all people. May God bless you with the gift of tears to shed with those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, or the loss of all that they cherish, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you really can make a difference in this world, so that you are able, with God's grace, to do what others claim cannot be done. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Drawn into the embrace of the Holy Trinity, we lift our prayers for the wholeness of the church, the world, and all creation. Abiding God, your love pours into your whole church, creating faith and bestowing hope. Fill all the baptized with these good gifts in our various callings. Gather your church in every place and expression into the unity of your Spirit. God of grace, hear our prayer. Creating God, your name is majestic in all the earth, and we are filled with awe at your creation. Renew this planet and all its wonders, springs abounding with water, earth and soil, beasts of the field, birds of the air, and fish of the sea. God of grace, hear our prayer. Sovereign God, you delight in the whole human race. On this week of Juneteenth, bring an end to racial oppression and heal the wounds of racial trauma. Grant us your wisdom so that all people, especially those in authority, work for the life, freedom, and justice of others. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate God, your mindful care for us is everlasting. Give peace to all who are troubled, endure to all who suffer, deliverance to all who are afflicted, and healing to all who are sick, especially Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Janine, Rosala, Eddie, Pam, Dottie, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer. Living God, your glory appears in our shared life. On this Father's Day, give to all fathers and father figures gentle hearts and strong spirits. Heal the wounds in our families and comfort all those for whom this day brings pain. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Eternal God, your hope does not disappoint. We give you thanks for all who have died in the hope of the resurrection. Hold us in our grief and bring us at last to fullness of life in you. God of grace, hear our prayer.
Gather all our prayers in your mercy, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Janie. Thank you.
enjoyed the race with my dad.
Let us pray together. Creator God, in your wisdom you bring forth food that is good, and the harvest is plentiful. Strengthen us at your table with these gifts of the earth and our labor, that we may work for the good of all. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Praise to you, glorious God of grace. Throughout the ages, you have blessed us with four mothers of the faith. With Sarah, we bless you for your gift of life. With Ruth, we praise you for family and food. With Miriam, we celebrate our escape from the foe. Remembering Deborah, we honor the words of your prophets. Remembering the woman at the well, we laud you for living water. Remembering Junia, we thank you for those who minister among your people. one with the daughter of Jairus, we wake to life in you. With Mary, we magnify your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Remembering Martha and Mary, we join Jesus at this meal. Living, he healed the bleeding woman. Dying, he cared for his mother. Risen, he sent Mary Magdalene into mission. On the night before he died, he took bread, gave thanks, and gave it for all to eat. Broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With Mary, again, we magnify your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mighty God of mercy, as you heard the prayers of Hannah, so now hear us. Send your spirit on this bread and wine, that sharing the body and the blood of Christ, we become his body in the world. Send your spirit on this assembly, that like Phoebe, we serve one another with zeal. Send your spirit on the church, that like Anna, we tell others of your mercy. Send your spirit into our hearts, that like Dorcas, we care for the poor and needy. All praise to you, powerful God of peace. We adore you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You who mother and feed and comfort us, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The kingdom of God is set before you. Eat and rejoice.
Thank you.
please stand for the table blessing? Ready? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Mothering God, you gathered us to your table, and we drank deeply of your grace. Send us out by your Spirit to love our neighbors as ourselves and proclaim your love in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before we say the final blessing, I'd like to invite the campers forward to the font so that we can send them with our blessing. You all may be seated. Jennifer made these for you. And Conrad, your scarf is over there. We need to make sure you take it on your way. I am delighted that Calvin and Conrad are going to confirmation camp this week at Camp Agape. You've heard me say countless times that it's one of my favorite weeks of the whole year. And a big part of why that is the truth is because I get to watch them experience all the wonders of camp and the outdoors, and to learn and make new friends. And every year I feel so fortunate that I get to be the one to watch them be at camp. And so we're going to offer a blessing for you as we go on our way today. Gracious God, you are with us wherever we go, and you send us out to do fun, important, and life-changing things with you. We ask your blessing over our campers. They are about to embark on a journey filled with adventure, fun, and faith formation that will help them grow closer to you and others. Bless them this week so that all of their fears and anxieties might be met with your peace. Bless them this week so that all of their questions and seeking might be explored with your guidance. Bless them this week so that all of their excitement and energy may be met with your joy. Bless them with growth in your spirit and delight in your creation. Help them feel you close and remind them that their church family is praying for them and holding them in our hearts. Bless our church family too, God. Bless us so that we might be changed just as they are because of their week at camp. Send us out, O God. Send our campers to walk and play and adventure with you, and send our church family to do the same. In the name of Jesus, we pray and play. Amen. And now, brothers and sisters, the love of God abound in you. The grace of our Savior Jesus Christ fill your hearts. Bless the life of the Spirit, bless you, and give you peace. Amen.
Now let us say our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you. holy peace. Live by the Spirit.
Thanks be.